Father Simon reads a story from the Bible called The Big Spender. The people who thought they were good were still not happy with Jesus. They moaned, they grumbled, they frowned. It's not fair, they complained. Jesus spends all his time with the bad people. Jesus heard this and told them one more story. Once upon a time, there was a man who had two sons. He loved them both very much, but one day the younger son came to him with a sad request. "Father," the younger son said, "when you die, I will get part of your money and part of your land. The problem is, I don't want to wait. I want my money now." It was all the father could do to hold back his tears, but because he loved his son, he agreed and gave him his share of the money. That very day, the son left home, money in his pocket and a big smile on his face. He didn't even say goodbye. The father just watched, wiped away a tear, and hoped that one day he would see his son again. The son travelled to a country far, far away, and spent his money just as fast as he could. He drank. He gambled. He used his money to do many bad things, until finally the money was gone. The son looked for a job, but the only work he could find was taking care of pigs. It was hard, dirty work, and he was so hungry sometimes that he thought that about taking the pigs' food for himself. He was miserable, lonely and sad. Then one day he had an idea. "The servants who take care of my father's animals are much happier than me. I'll go home, that's what I'll do. I'll tell my father how sorry I am for wasting his money, and maybe, just maybe, he'll let me become a servant and work for him." Now, what do you think the father had been doing all this time? Did he say to himself, "I have my eldest son at home with me. Who cares if my younger son is gone?" Of course not. He loved his son, even though he had gone far away. And every day he would go out to the roadside and watch, hoping his son would return. That's exactly where he was when the younger son hobbled home, poor and hungry. The father ran to his son and hugged him tight, and the son dropped right on his knees. "Oh, father," he cried, "I'm so sorry. I've wasted all your money, and I'm no longer good enough to be your son."
"Don't be silly," said his father.
"You are my son. You will always be my son. And I'm so glad to have you back." Then the father lifted his son to his feet and walked him home. He dressed him in beautiful clothes. He put gold rings on his fingers and threw him a big welcome home party. When the elder son came home from work that night, he heard the party noise.
"What's happening?" he asked.
And when a servant told him, he was filled with anger and ran to his father.
"It's not fair," he shouted. "I've been a good son. I've worked hard for you all these years. But he was bad. He wasted your money. And now you're throwing him a party."
"I love you, my son," the father said. "And you have enjoyed all the good things I have. But your brother was gone. And now he's back. He was lost, and now he's found. That's why I'm having this party, because we're all back together again."